Tickled Within. Imagine that. Tickled Within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Tickled Within. Have you ever been tickled within? Have you ever just felt sort of giggly and sort of wonderful and sort of bubbly, sort of filled with happiness and filled with joy? I know I do that every single day. Every day as I look around me and I look at the world I have created and the people that I have created, I just all get tickled within. I just sit all giggly because I think to myself, gee, what an interesting thing I have created here. What an interesting job I have done. What an interesting world I have brought forth. Yes, how very interesting it is. And it is interesting. When I look at the smiles on the faces of my friends, the people around me, I think to myself, I put all those smiles there. I put those smiles there by my happy attitude, by my looking for the good in them, for my looking for the joy and the peace and the harmony and the love and the happiness in them. And I find it. And I find it. Well, they try to hide it on me sometimes. They try to pretend that they're not happy, they're not joyous, they're not this or that. But I look right past that attitude, and I look to the attitude I put there. And the attitude I put there is that, hey, I like me. And so, therefore, they say of themselves, I like me, because I say I like me, and I create them saying I like me, and they say I like me. Now, they may not come right out and say it in just those words, in just that way, but they come out and say it. Ho, ho. And many times they come out and say it in just those words, I like me. And they tell me, hey, you know, I just did this and I really am happy with it. I just had this experience and it was really a happy experience. I like me. I like that experience. I said these words to me and I said, I like me. And I just felt giggly and happy and joyful, all tickly inside. It's a wonderful way to be. It's a wonderful way to be, and I'm the one who causes it to be. I'm the one who creates it. Each of us are the ones who create the tickly stuff inside of us. We create this giggly stuff inside of us. We create this feeling that all is right with the world, and what a wonderful world this is, and what a truly grand and glorious place this is to live, because I have created just that way. Now, up in the morning, out on the job, I gotta work for my pay. And that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Up in the morning, out on the job, I've gotta work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Well, you know, I get up, and I work for my pay, but I am rolling around heaven all day with a smile on my face. I am that happy face. I am that happy face. That happy face that is so beautiful and so wonderful that makes everyone feel tickly inside. I am that happy face. I'm up in the morning, out of the job. I gotta work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. And you know, I am like that son. I may be working. I may be very busy working, doing my very best, looking at my job and saying, I like this stuff that I'm doing. And as I do that, I say to myself, wow, isn't this a wonderful day? And then I say, look, today I'm working on this, and I'm working on that, and I'm working on the other thing, and I'm working on these projects. Oh boy, am I busy, and I'm working, 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 and I'm happy, happy, happy. Working doesn't mean unhappiness. I'm just working. If I were working on a paid job, I probably wouldn't work as hard as I do here in my unpaid job. And it is wonderful. It is wonderful because I am happy. I am tickled inside by everything I do. Every paper that I work on, every letter that I write, every article that I check, everything that I do, everything that I write it from the very depth of my soul, the very depth of my heart, and I say, hey, this is lots of fun. And when people come in and they say, oh, hey, I'm going to change my course, and they have been very mean, they've been very hateful, they've been very tough in the past, and they say, I'm going to change my course. And I say, wow, how great that is. What course are you going to change? I didn't know there was a course that you didn't like. What course are you into now? And so instead of regurgitating the past, instead of bringing up the past, they tell me what their new course is. And I say, wow, that's great. I have no memory for the past. I have no memory for anything past because I live in the now. I live in the present moment. And no matter what ugly experiences or glorious experiences or happy experiences or sad experiences that happened in the past, they're no longer mine because I'm not living them today. You cannot make me live the past. I have no interest in it. I have no past. I am only the now. And in the now, I like me. In the now, I like my creation. In the now, I like my world. In the now, I'm tickly over everything. It is wonderful. I feel that tickliness within me. And hey, you can't take that away and you can't put that in. You can't do anything about it. That's me. That's only me that can do that. Only I can be the tickled one. Only I can be the delighted one. Only I can live now and say, now is a good moment. Well, you say, well, what about me? Yes, yes, yes. Only you can say it for you. Only you can say, this is your tickly moment. This is your now moment. This is your happy moment. This is your moment of joy, of bliss, of magnificence. Yes, only you. Because if you go to a movie and you watch the theater, you watch the scenes, you watch the actors and the directors creating illusions, and as you watch these things, you can look at it technically, you can look at it inspirationally, you can look at it happily, you can look at it sadly, you can look at it from any way you like. You can say, oh, this is just a play, just a theater. It's not for real. Or you can enter into it in the moment and delight in every single moment and see the good in every single moment, even when there is no apparent good too easily seen. But it's there. Even there. So practice in the theater. Practice on the television as you watch these activities. And find the good in everything you see. Find the good in every person there, in every action there, in every event that takes place. Find the good. And as you find the good, your life is tickly. Your life is giggly. Your life is wonderful. And that's the way it should be. Find the good in everything that is in this universe. Find the good first in you. That's the fun place. Find the good in your eyes, how glorious your eyes see everything beautiful and good. Find the good in your thought, in your mind, in your brain, that your brain thinks only thoughts that are fantastic, glorious, wonderful, uplifting, supportive, good thoughts. Find goodness, joy, peace, love, happiness in every action you do. You are incapable of doing an action that does not bring forth peace, happiness, joy. Everything you do, every way you think, every attitude you have, generates peace, love, joy, happiness, right action, and tickliness inside of you. It's like having a secret and having a happy secret and saying, I know something. What do you know? I know something. Ha ha ha. I know something. Yes, I do. I do. I do. And you're all tickly inside while you're saying you know something. And this is your secret. This is your tickly. And then they say, well, what's the secret? What's the secret? Come on, tell me. Tell me. Tell me. Well, if I tell you the secret, I don't know. Tell me. All right. Your mom said she has just bought you a brand new suit. And she is going to give it to you tonight for you to wear to the prom. What? What? Mom did that for me? Wow! I didn't even know she thought about the prom. I didn't even know. Mom doesn't talk much about things like that. She just does them. Wow. Oh, I'm going to have to tell her. No, no, don't tell her. This is a secret. Wait until she gives it to you and then say, Mom, this is super. And it will be exactly what you want. How do I know it's going to be exactly what I want? How do I know? How do I know? Because Mom and I talked about it, and I told her the type of suit you liked. I told her the type of cut you liked. I told her the particular one that you were looking at and wishing you had enough money so you could go buy it. You did that? You did that? Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, my goodness, I feel so good. Of course you do. You always feel good when you turn your heart upside down and say, I'm happy. I'm joyful. I'm free now all the time. I'm doing lovely things. I'm doing happy things. I'm doing wonderful things. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And then Mom comes in. And Mom says, hey, Henry, ready for the dance tonight? Ready to go to the prom? Oh, yes, Mom. Yes, I am. And we're going to have such a wonderful time. Henry, have you polished your shoes? Oh, yes, Mom. They're polished 12 times. Okay. Well, go up and get dressed now. Okay, Mom. Henry doesn't say he knows the suit's there, but Henry goes upstairs and he goes into his bedroom. And there, lying on his bed, is that beautiful suit he admired so often every time he went by the store. And he put it on and it fit like a glove. He put on a special shirt and a special tie and special socks. He just looked glorious, resplendent, magnificent. His mommy cared about him. And he's a young adult. He's going to the prom. He's going to the prom. And his mommy still cares about him. Oh, he is the happiest boy you can imagine. Yes. We make that tickly stuff inside of ourselves, all by ourselves, all by the little things that we do, by the actions we take, by the words we speak, by the thoughts we think. And our life is a tickly life, a life filled with joy and bubbles, filled with giggliness, filled with all the happiness anyone could ever imagine. And it's that way all because we chose to be tickly on the inside. We chose to be tickled within. And to be tickled within is pretty exciting. And I can do it for myself no matter what the circumstances. I may be having things go not quite the way I want them to go, but when I say I'm tickly inside, I'm tickly within, then I forget the past, the future, I forget everything. I live just the present moment, and I say, I like me. I'm a happy person. I am surrounded by happy people. I am surrounded by happy events. I am surrounded by a happy world, by a happy life. I am surrounded by all that is good and beautiful and wow, 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 wow. Oh, come on, Herb, you sound silly. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? But you know, most of the time, I don't do these things out loud. I do them quietly in my heart. I do them quietly in my soul. I do them quietly in my being. I go inside of me and I say, I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. And when I do that, I like me. And I like all of the world. Because if I like myself, I can only see in my world the good that I am within myself. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Join with me in this happy tickle within experience. It's something we do to ourselves. And right now, I'm going to do something to you. And I'm going to tell you, I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.